Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, it's Sweep the Swampcast 3, Friday, February 22nd, 2019. Saints fans lawsuit. Let's start out with you. The last update we gave you on the second Saints lawsuit, this one filed by Saints ticket holder Daryl Guillory, alleging NFL fraud, we have an update. The assigned judge in the case, Judge Eldon E. Fallon. The home court advantage goes to the Saints fan because the judge is a graduate of Tulane Law School in New Orleans. Who dat say they gonna cheat them Saints? We'll find out and keep an eye on this lawsuit for you here at SwampSwami.com. Let's go into this week's big story. Stop crying about Zion, please. Duke freshman big man, as in 6'8", 280-pound Zion Williamson, is going to be a very rich young man, one way or another. In case you missed it this week, his school-mandated Nike basketball shoe literally blew up in the first minute of Duke's annual shootout with rival North Carolina at Cameron Indoor Stadium at Duke University. There are so many angles with this story. I've heard the TV guys and radio guys talk about a few, but I have a few thoughts on this issue as well. Number one, according to all reports, Zion Williamson was only going to play for one season at Duke before heading to the NBA anyway. That's that goofy NBA rule that requires the kid to be at least 19 years old before entering the league. That's going to change. Well, anyway, the word has it that Zion already had an $8 million insurance policy in the event he became injured by playing his one season at Duke and was failed to be selected in the top 16 in this coming NBA draft. That report said that Duke University paid the $50,000 cost for this insurance policy. My question, is that within the college basketball rules? Also, does that money come from the alleged $10 to $15 million a year that Duke University receives from Nike, which forces their players to use and wear Nike gear? Something seems wrong about that whole process, doesn't it? Next, everyone knows that Nike outsources the manufacturing of their basketball shoes to places such as China and Vietnam. Low-cost wages, low-quality product, high dollar value charged to customers here. Should the engineering specs of basketball shoes be different for Joe average size kid, let's think 5'10", 160 pounds, versus a virtual giant such as Zion Williamson at 6'8" and 280 pounds? Did his shoe explode due to the failure of the products themselves to withstand the force of a heavier and fast-moving player like Zion Williamson? If I was any other player on a college or NBA basketball team, I believe I would think twice about wearing that same Nike shoe that he had on, wouldn't you? Next, many people are saying that Zion Williamson and Duke basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski should decide to sit the young man down right now for the remainder of the basketball season to keep his NBA value whole. I totally disagree. He should be allowed to wear any different type of shoe, though, anyone he wants, and resume play for the Blue Devils as soon as he's physically ready. Duke should then tell Nike, if you don't like it, go ahead. I dare you to sue us. Don't get me wrong. I'm in favor of an immediate cessation of this silly one-and-done joke of basketball players only playing one season in college. Many of them, and I'm talking to you, LSU one-and-done Ben Simmons, dropped out of college after the end of the basketball season anyway instead of finishing their second semester at school. What a joke. Now let's say the NBA starts to allow a player to come out of high school and be drafted like they should. Will the same silliness about these insurance policies now start to end basketball player careers before their senior year in high school? And by the way, who's going to pay for those insurance policies? Let's face it. This is all about greed on everyone's part. For the player, they will take the quickest avenue to getting a big payday, wouldn't you? For the colleges, they will, quote, settle for renting some of these same kids who have absolutely no desire or business going to college in the first place to help put more people in the seats at the university basketball games. And for the NBA, those teams currently get the advantage of seeing these same high school studs, which ones will play well and which ones wash out during their first year of higher competition in college. It saves them money, pure and simple. For the NBA, it's time to get real. Start a mandatory development league, something like the football AAF, for example, and pay these high school kids you want to draft a guaranteed salary, something reasonable and the same for every prospect that's in this development league. Now, if the kid is called up to the NBA level, then he deserves to be paid NBA player scale money. And for colleges, any young man who leaves before the end of their junior year for the NBA or a development league should be required to refund the school any scholarship money provided up to that point, so that other players and the rest of the students aren't penalized for that mistake. And for high schools, you probably should prohibit any contact with agents with these kids until they graduate from school. The professional leagues, you should require a minimum of a high school diploma to assure that these young men have a foundation for the rest of their life. More on the NBA. How about that exciting NBA All-Star Weekend last weekend, huh? In a follow-up, many stories are coming out as to why New Orleans Pelicans didn't trade their All-Star big man Anthony Davis to the Lakers, the LeBron Lakers last week, that is. A handful of NBA teams made attractive enough offers, players and future draft picks, to get in the Davis mix and cause the confusion. Many analysts are asking, how do certain players who may be included in a potential deal perform in the playoffs? And who's going to end up with the number one draft pick? And why would New Orleans make a decision when all these pieces aren't in place for them to evaluate? That makes sense. Making the most sense is the Pelicans want a current top 10 talent in return for giving up one of the best players in the NBA. One of those type players would be Boston's Jason Tatum. He's certainly a great young player that New Orleans might feel to be a future top 10 player. Apparently none of the Lakers players offered in the deal, such as Brandon Ingram or Kyle Kuzma or even Lonzo Ball, had the upside that the Pelicans were apparently seeking. And now that former GM Dell Demps has been sent packing, the Pelicans are officially in the let's make a deal mode as they entertain any and all comers for Anthony Davis, this time this summer. Let's go back to more football news. After just 10 days of the Association of American Football League starting their 10-game season, the owner of hockey's Carolina Hurricanes, a guy named Tom Dundon, invested $250 million in the league and has become its new chairman this week. He said, "I provide the capital, they have bills to pay." This came after reports that the new football league already was having trouble meeting its payroll obligations after just week one. Well, Tom Dundon should know something about taking on marginal credit customers. Why? Because he owns a stake in Santander Consumer, a company which makes deals in subprime car loans. High risk, high interest loans to people whose financial history makes it undesirable to more attractive conservative lenders. Just like subprime mortgages, these car loans are often bundled into bonds and sold to other financial entities as an investment at a great profit to Santander Consumer. Hey, this guy seems more like a vulture capitalist to me, huh? Word is that the league's new Chairman of the Week commissioner wants the league to have a team in the Raleigh, North Carolina area to be in his home state. Hey, don't bet against this guy. As Mel Brooks once said, it's good to be the king. Finally, in baseball, Don Newcomb passed away this week at the age of 92. He was the first Cy Young Award winner of all time. He pitched for the Brooklyn Dodgers, who moved to Los Angeles and became the Los Angeles Dodgers and later the Cincinnati Reds. Don Newcomb spent 10 seasons in the major and was just the third African-American player to ever appear in a Major League Baseball game after Don Bankhead and Satchel Paige. Newcomb's pitching career was cut short by alcoholism. He hid it from his teammates and coaches for years and told a newspaper in 1977 that while he never pitched while drunk, he sometimes pitched with a heavy hangover. His career ended in 1960, but his drinking problem became more serious. Newcomb purchased a liquor store back in 1956, and both he and it were bankrupt by 1965, as Don Newcomb even pawned his 1955 Dodgers World Series ring to help pay for his alcohol habit. According to a Wikipedia story, Newcomb said he was, quote, a stupefied, wife-abusing, child-frightening, falling-down drunk. Newcomb apparently quit drinking cold turkey, though, after waking up in 1966 and seeing his wife and three children standing in the doorway holding suitcases ready to leave him forever. He said, "I took a vow on the head of my son Don, to my wife and God, that I would never drink again if they would just stay." Well, good news. He kept his word and became a leading advocate against alcoholism. In 1980, Don Newcomb created the Dodger Drug and Alcohol Awareness Program and would go to serve on as a consultant for the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. What a great story about a great player and a better person that made the best of his second half of his life. Don Newcomb passed away at the age of 92. That'll do it for this week's Sweep the Swampcast number 3. Hey, please tell a friend about us here at SwampSwami.com and be sure to come back and see us again next week.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me off my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah! Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything, but they hold for my blue suede shoes.